She has conquered the charts in her homeland of Norway. She's an MTV Europe Award winner. She's even won the equivalent of a Norwegian Grammy. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome Astrid S to Australia, and an even bigger welcome to Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. Hello, Astrid.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be talking to you. So is this your first time in Australia?
Yeah, it is my first time. It's so exciting.
Yeah, and have you enjoyed it so far?
Yes, definitely. I live in a very nice area, like by the beach, Bondi Beach, I believe.
Yes.
So it's just very Australian, I think. And I've gotten to see a lot of the city, and it's very beautiful.
And how long are you going to be in Australia for?
I'm going to be here till tomorrow. So tomorrow I'm leaving, but before that I have some time off, so we're going to go to the beach maybe, and maybe we'll get to see some koalas.
Hopefully. Amazing. You've got a lot to see in 24 hours. I hope you can cram it all in.
Yeah, right.
So, Astrid, there's some amazing Nordic pop stars that have ruled pop music around the world. There's almost too many to name. For you personally, Astrid, who are some of your idols or artists that you look up to?
I would say that I'm a big fan of a Norwegian artist named Susanne Sundfør.
Yeah.
You should really check her. I know that Ed Sheeran is a big fan of her. Also, I love Robin.
I love Robin too. She's amazing.
And, I've been very into Khalid lately. I think his album American Teen is great. So I just listen to a bunch of music and different artists.
Astrid, you were on the Nordic version of a pop idol, which you might be surprised to learn is called Australian Idol here, which is a really bad joke, by the way.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it's called Australian Idol in Australia.
Ah,
yeah.
Cool.
Were you only 16 when you did that?
Yeah, I was. That's right.
What did you learn from that experience at such a young age doing that?
I think I learned just so much, mostly how to handle nerves and being under pressure. And I used to be very shy, but after, you know, being thrown into that show, I learned how people aren't scary. So it's okay to be yourself and relax more around people. And
yeah,
it made me more outgoing. And also I've learned how, I think it's a good experience to have now that I do, when I do TV performances, it's good to have that experience from Idol with TV.
Absolutely. I have to say, Astrid, we absolutely love your songs at Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Especially the singles Breathe and Our Hurt So Good. They've been on heavy rotation at our station.
Thank you.
We love your songs. You have a really unique sound in your music. I just love it. How important is it to you to have creative control in your music?
Well, to me, I think it shouldn't be forced. So it's a big compliment that you think I have a sound and that people think that there's a red thread in my music. But to me, it's just, you know, when I'm in the studio, I just write and have fun. And I think naturally, you know, the melodies I make and my lyrical language will kind of be me. So I just think I just don't really force it. And I just don't really think about it. I don't think like, oh, this has to be more like my sound or less like my sound. I just write. And then hopefully I'll, you know, get those reactions like you're saying that you think it sounds like. I have a sound and it sounds different, which is really cool.
Your new single, Think Before I Talk, is climbing up the charts. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's a song that about how you think before you talk and how, you know, I think in this particular situation, it's about how you just sometimes when an argument gets heated or you're just very frustrated and hurt, you can just say things very impulsively and you don't necessarily mean it, or you didn't really want to say it maybe, so it's just how you should take a deep breath and just not be so maybe impulsive.
That's a great motto in life.
Yeah, for me, like, I'm very much a person that talks before I think in every situation, so it's been like a good song for me to have.
The next time I think before I talk, Astrid, I'm gonna think of you.
Yeah, me too. Cool.
Now, it's also climbing up the charts in the US, is that right? That's really exciting.
Yes, it's actually reached top 50 on the radio charts there, which is very cool.
And was it number one in your home country, in Norway?
Yes, it was number one for like 3 weeks, I believe.
Which wow.
Is, really cool to be in a big milestone, so yeah.
Because you've had a whole bunch, I mean, first of all, that's amazing, so congratulations. You've had a whole bunch of top 10 and top 20 singles in your home country.
Yeah, I've been very, very lucky that people like my music and want to listen to it and support it. It's been, yeah, a few amazing years, especially in Norway, and now it's going to be exciting to see how, you know, it's gonna go outside of Norway. And
well, yeah.
Spread it.
Because you've conquered the charts in Norway, would it be fair to say you want to conquer the rest of the world? You want to rule the world with your music now?
Yeah, that would be fair to say. Yeah. I would put it that way myself.
I love that. Yeah. I did want to ask you quickly about some of your collaborations. Like you've worked with, did you do backing vocals with Katy Perry or on her song?
I did do it on her song called Hey Hey Hey.
That's a great song.
Her album, newest one, and it's really cool.
I love that song, Astrid.
Yeah, me too. Well, thank you on behalf of her.
I did want to quickly ask you, I don't know if you know, but we have a vote going on right now to recognise that same-sex marriage should be legal.
I know.
You probably would have seen it everywhere in Sydney, right?
Yeah, I actually wore like a pride bow.
I did see that.
To support
yeah.
this election and what I believe in. So, I'm very aware of the election.
Well, I wanted to because...
I'm very nervous.
Well, me too. I'm very nervous as well. I just wanted to ask you, because I know gay marriage is legal in your home country. I just wanted to, I don't know, if you had some thoughts to share on gay marriage and the situation that we're in Australia.
Yeah, well, I think it's an interesting situation how, you know, there's an election about it. I think it's very simple. People should be able to love people and whoever they want. And you know, age is just a number and gender doesn't really matter. So I believe in gay marriage and I just, fingers crossed, that everything is going to work out for Australia and everyone.
Well, that's just, thank you so much. You just couldn't have said that
so
better. What is, yeah. We're running out of time, but I just wanted to quickly ask what's next for you after this?
Next up, I'm going to have a little break. I'm going to go back in the studio and write an album. And hopefully it'll be out sometime next year.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me and taking the
time. Thank you so much.
All the best. And hopefully maybe when you come back to Australia, maybe we can get you in the studio.
That would be great. I would love to. And I wear my pride bow.
You please. We might even give you like a really big rainbow flag or something. We might even double it.
That would be great. That would be so cool. Yeah. Cool. Well, have a good day.
Yeah, you too.